Hi, this is Teresa from Books to the Ceiling, and welcome back. It's 2024, and I am happy to announce the third book in the Swinging 60s mystery series is out and available on Amazon. This book was truly a labor of love as I wrote about my amateur sleuth, Dot Morgan, now working at KDUD, a radio station in 1963. I started my research by watching, and this is a little embarrassing, WKRP in Cincinnati, a truly funny sitcom from the 1970s. From there, I played music from 1963 in my office while I wrote. We have a retired DJ in our congregation, and he was willing to answer questions and then just talk about being a radio announcer, sports announcer, and moving from station to station. But this book is not just about radio stations. Dot has a George Clooney-ish boss who is engaged but also has some time to flirt with her. Her cousin Ellie, the owner of Blue Bonnet's dress shop, is supposed to be getting married, but nothing with Ellie is ever easy. And then, of course, the romance is bumping along with Ben, the ambitious reporter. When do you say there was time to write in a murder plot? In every paragraph. Here's a little more about the book. Everyone has a secret, and in 1965, Dot Morgan's new job at KDUD Radio is filled with them. Her boss, Holden Ramsey, is a terrible flirt, but he's also engaged to a beautiful socialite. When Dot finds out he's hiding involvements with other women, the hidden facts lead to a grisly murder. Can Dot figure out who is murdering the women in Holden's life before she finds herself next on the hit parade? Now, like I said, this is available on Amazon, and I will be leaving links to that in the notes for this podcast. Now, here is an excerpt from Listen, Do You Want to Know a Secret? I've known a secret for a week or two. Nobody knows, just we two. The Beatles, February 9th, 1964.
Hurry up, Ellie. It's about to start, Al called out.
I'm just putting the popcorn in the bowl, Al. Keep your shirt on, Ellie yelled back.
The jaunty theme song to My Favorite Martian played in the background as it capped off the adventures of everyone's favorite Uncle Martin.
You're not even married yet, Ben said, and you already sound like an old married couple.
Yeah, well,
Al said as Ellie squeezed in next to him, reaching for a handful of popcorn.
I don't have to report to prison until June.
He gave us a smile, cheeks bulging with popcorn.
Isn't that right, sweetie?
He looked like a mischievous squirrel. Ellie gave him a sour grin and then playfully hit his shoulder.
You're the luckiest man in the world.
She lowered her nose slightly, giving Al a piercing, no-nonsense gaze.
Go on and admit it.
Yes, dear, Al responded automatically.
I loved the way they bantered back and forth. You could tell they loved each other dearly. Ben reached out and took my hand on the crowded couch, and I lay my head on his shoulder.
What we had was different, but that was because we hadn't been dating as long as Al and Ellie. I tried to keep that in mind.
Meanwhile, Ed Sullivan appeared in front of the gray-toned curtains. When they panned the audience, it was filled with women. Young women, and they all looked like they were about to witness the second coming. There were so many expectant looks to the stage. One girl had her fist clenched and held to her chin. I had seen the Ed Sullivan Show for years, but never had I witnessed such awe-filled excitement.
Just look at them all, Ellie squinted at the television. Do you see any men?
Instead of answering her question, Al added, Do you see anyone over 30? Ed Sullivan looked somewhere between excited and terrified.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles, Ed Sullivan yelled,
and the screams rose to a feverish pitch. I had never witnessed mass hysteria, but was sure I was seeing it on Ellie's new Philips television set.
This is unbelievable. Those girls are going insane.
The camera went from the audience to John, Paul, and George. Ringo was set up on a raised platform with his drums. They knocked out I Wanna Hold Your Hand, and with each measure, the crowd screamed even more.
I can barely hear the song for the caterwauling going on in the background, Al said.
I wonder if they can hear each other.
Ellie popped a handful of popcorn into her mouth. I told you the Beatles were big news. Ben was the room's professional reporter. I couldn't get over how excited the fans were. I considered myself a bit of an expert in popular music since I landed my job at KDUD, the smile on your dial. I wasn't spinning records, but I was answering the request line. We were getting more and more requests for the Beatles. Unfortunately, my boss chose Perry Como over John Lennon and Mantovani over Paul McCartney. Sometimes I felt like I was spending my days in a department store listening to never-ending soulless melodies. Sales were down, and our listenership was too. If my boss would only switch to the popular music of the day, we'd be playing in everyone's kitchen. It was more than these girls' crazy behavior in the presence of the Beatles. They bought the records. This was a big industry, and these four kids from England were taking America by storm. The rival station across town, KOOL, was playing them nonstop, and that's who people were listening to on their radios. Ellie told me they even made jokes about our station. We were oldies for the oldies. As Charlie Brown would say, good grief. I needed to count my blessings. I had a job I enjoyed. I just hated to see how they were missing an opportunity with their choice of music. And that was an excerpt from Listen, Do You Want to Know a Secret? Here's a little of my background. I am the author of the Swinging 60s Mystery Series, published by Level Best Books, featuring The Twist and Shout Murder in 2022, If I Had a Hammer in 2023, and now Listen, Do You Want to Know a Secret in 2024. I've been writing and publishing mysteries since 2011, starting with my Pecan Bayou Mystery Series and followed by the Piney Woods Mystery Series. When I'm not writing novels and short stories, I spend my time creating narrated excerpts for this podcast, Books to the Ceiling. This is where I can get use of all that community theater experience from my teens and 20s, along with a little audio editing that I've learned from my daughter. I'm a former English teacher, but also spent many years teaching music to preschoolers and working with children of all abilities. Thank you so much for stopping by for our first podcast of 2024. And I hope you'll check out Listen, Do You Want to Know a Secret? Available on Amazon. If you enjoyed this podcast, please follow or share it with another person who loves to read mysteries.